You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
For our weekly political chat with the National Party's Jamie Lee Ross.
Yes, indeed, we are here with National MP Jamie Lee Ross. How are you going, Jamie Lee?
Afternoon, Tess. Good to be with you.
Good to be with you too. So, roughly a month ago, details around the pay equity bill were announced. It was a $2 million bill, a $2 million, $2 billion settlement where tens of thousands of care and support workers, mostly women, did receive pay rises. The bill has come up for discussion again amongst service providers, saying that it is not enough, and if it is not properly funded, it could cripple the care sector if they cannot fund all the requested pay rises. So what are the government's plans to fund these extra costs if, as there are a number of service providers saying that it isn't enough?
Well, the bill came through the Parliament, it's at Select Committee at the moment, and we had a lot of submissions that were listened to this week. My understanding is that there were no submissions opposed to the bill. It was fully supported, and it will be considered again in the Parliament next week. It's going to be, as you say, $2 billion. There's 55,000 workers in aged and disability care sector that they're going to receive a pay rise. It's going to be around an extra $100 a week, so around $5,000 a year for them. So it's pretty significant. The government's been increasing the vote health through the budget that was announced last week too, by quite substantial amounts, $3.9 billion over 4 years. So there'll be a lot of extra costs that the government is funding through vote health, through the health sector. There'll be other initiatives that we fund through that extra additional health funding as well, but this is a huge part of it, and we think it's important that we do this. It's no small number. It's going to be a big cost for the government. There will be some costs that flow on through to employers, but just as any pay negotiation between an employer and employees can result in additional costs for the employer, so as this one will as well. It's not new. It is significant money for those that are in the care sector and will be receiving these pay increases, and there's going to be some burden that has to be shouldered across the board. We are significantly increasing health services, though, so I would reject any suggestion that we're not sufficiently funding them. It's simply a case of some employers are going to have to fund some more, but so is the government, so is the taxpayer. It's the right decision to make, though.
But I mean, if this is an industry that we are trying to improve and progress positively forward, isn't it pretty important to take into account what the people who are the service providers in the industry are saying, especially if they are saying it's not enough and if they are already struggling with more requests for pay rises?
Of course, and it's the job of the government, and more specifically the job of the Minister of Finance, to consider all requests for additional funding that the government has. And for every dollar of new spending, there's probably $10 or $20 that we haven't been able to fund. The government has to prioritise everything that it does in the government's budget. And in this case, the government has prioritised $2 billion for this particular settlement. It's not all going to be government funded. I don't know what the split is and what the calculation is, but the bottom line is these people, quite rightly, working in this sector, have not had sufficient pay rises over time. They are some of those that are lowest paid in the government's sector, and also in the wider New Zealand employment sector, and they quite rightly deserve a pay rise. Government has been increasing vote health, though. There's an extra $3.9 billion going in this year, and it's being spread across a range of initiatives, and this is one of them. Of course, they would like more. There would be a huge number of organisations and sectors that would like more, and in a perfect world, you'd be able to give everyone everything they want, but you can't. The government has to balance the budget. It has to provide services in priority areas. This is a priority area, and it is getting further funding. We're not going to be able to meet everyone's desires, though, and that's the situation government finds itself in.
But I mean, for something as important as the care sector, other associations like the Home and Community Healthcare Association also does estimate that the deal that is being proposed would leave the sector about $250 million out of pocket over the 5 years. So isn't that going to be a bit more damaging than good for the care sector?
I don't think you could argue that giving those people, those 55,000 workers, a pay rise is going to be damaging. There will be some additional costs for government. There will be some additional costs for employers as well. But I'd also point out that there are subsidies the government provides through the Ministry of Social Development and through the health sector for those that are in residential and home-based care to get subsidies if they meet certain standards and certain qualifications, certain thresholds. So the government does provide support in a range of ways. This isn't the only change and extra boost in funding in the healthcare sector. We are spreading funds around where we can whilst ensuring that we still balance a budget.
Yeah, I mean, the people at the forefront at the work are of the forefront doing the work are saying that it's not enough. So I think, wouldn't their opinion be quite important to listen to and maybe propose some more options to rectify or fund this to be a bit more equal?
Well, when you say it's not enough and they're saying it's not enough, I have to say that the workers that I've spoken to since this pay equity settlement was announced several weeks ago, that is now going through the Parliament by way of legislation. Whilst, of course, they'd love to have more, they're very happy with the fact that this has been settled, it's resolved, and they're getting pay rises. Again, I think it's important to point out, $100 extra a week, about $5,000 a year, that's no small pay rise. It's important to them, and they're getting it, and quite rightly so.
Okay, so moving on, you did mention before that aged care and disability staff are going to be receiving a pay rise, but this also has raised concerns for the mental health and addiction sector, saying that they could lose more of their skilled staff this time to rest homes who are offering more in terms of pay. So how does National propose to tackle this?
Well, Budget 2017 is investing an extra $250 million, $224 million into mental health services over the next 4 years. It's an important area that we need to be investing more in. And we have also increased funding to mental health since we've been in government too. It's gone up. It's now sitting at about $1.4 billion. It's important that we get on top of this though. And the government is both investing more money and there's a new mental health strategy that's being worked on at the moment too. That strategy will outline how we believe we can tackle and try and assist more in the mental health sector. We know that there are problems. We know that we need to do more. And that's why we're funding it more.
Yeah, so, I mean, given that this is something that we want to level out and ensure that mental health is getting sufficient funding and staff in there to do the work, wouldn't it be good for the government to put in something in place to make sure that people working in the care and aged care and disability staff will have an equal pay to those in the mental health sector?
I don't know what the relativity is between the two. But I do know that through pay negotiations with unions and with them between employers and employer groups, there is a settlement that's reached that. And just as there is with every sector that does pay negotiation, they work it out and they make some decisions around where pay rates should be set. Government doesn't set those pay rates. In the particular case with the aged care sector, there was an agreement reached between the employer and the employees, and we're putting that through by way of legislation so that there's no further litigation on that. With regards to mental health funding, that's being increased. With regards to how much mental health workers are paid, that'll again be negotiated between unions and between the employers. So I don't think I can get into that level of detail for you, Tess.
Yeah, but I mean,
all I can say is,
in specific to the pay equity bill, I mean, the National Network of Mental Health and Addiction Organisations Platform Trust has said that the rise to the aged care and disability pay would put those workers' wages above those in the mental and health and addiction sector, which causes the threat to have those people in the mental health sector leaving to maybe go somewhere where they can get a better pay.
Undoubtedly, when there's a big pay boost for one particular sector, it'll put pressure for pay rises in other sectors as well. That's not a bad thing. That'll lead to overall wages rising for those in other sectors as well. So I imagine where the differential between aged care workers and mental health workers reduces, or there are some balancing out that needs to be looked at, that there will be negotiations in the future that will see demands and pressure for greater pay rises for those also working in the health sector but in different fields.
Yeah.
That is what happens on a regular basis between employers and the unions when they do come up for a negotiation around pay and around working conditions. That's really normal. and that will happen, I'm sure. The bottom line is we're putting more money into mental health. We're funding it by a lot more than we were previously. There's a mental health strategy that's on the way that will pave the way and outline exactly what we can do to try and assist New Zealanders suffering from mental health, and also recognising that this is a worldwide situation where many governments around the world are struggling to keep up with the demand for mental health services, but we are funding it more so that we can help New Zealanders more and more over the coming years.
Yeah, so you can reassure that mental health workers who are listening that there is a prospect for them to be spread less thin and potentially earn more in the future.
It's not my place to say how much they'll be earning or how pay negotiations will go. All I'm saying is when pay negotiations result in one particular sector or one particular group of workers getting quite a substantial pay rise, as is the case with the aged care workers, there can be flow-on effects. And I'm sure that the unions representing mental health workers will be doing what they can to advocate on behalf of the mental health workers, but the politicians don't get involved in how much employees are paid, though. That's undertaken between unions and between ministries. We fund the services, and we've increased the funding for the aged care workers sector, and we are increasing the funding for the mental health sector. Actual pay negotiations, though, I can't and shouldn't get involved in, and I don't think the Minister of Health would get involved in those pay negotiations either. That's done by the specialist. My point is, though, that there's more support coming, more funding coming, and New Zealanders will get better services in the long run.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you very much for talking to us today, Jamie Lee.
Thanks, Steph.
Have a good afternoon.
Bye.
That was the National Party's Jamie Lee Ross. The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.